Too long for this party in my pants to be unleashed.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Chew on your own foreskin, yeah.
Every pussy looks like a toilet to me. A big shitty toilet. As long as you let me shoot a wad on your jugs, pour some cock coffee in your little cunt mug.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Yeah.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Daddy's right here.
Yeah.
Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis.
Yeah!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
I fucked dead pig.
Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Suck my dead pig.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
It's smelly like and milky.
It's false.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch. Bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yeah, Timothy James Henson with you. My life is in shambles. I don't know if you know this, but you're witnessing a man's demise right here. Listen, don't hit your wagon to Tim Henson. Not a smart move. All right, listen, I've got a great show for you today, despite all of this. Classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's an extended program for Sideshow Freaks. If you're not a member, sign up right now. You get 10, 15, 20 plus minutes of bonus content. Before we get into any of this, I need to share with you something my good friend Joe Donatone sent me. He's in Florida, bored out of his gourd. Rhymed. And he stumbled up, and you know, he's into all this gay shit, right? So he found some sort of like queer music appreciation page. First of all, I didn't even know that this is a real thing, but apparently the gays have been making toe-tapping music for the better part of a century. And thanks to queermusicheritage.us, it's now all preserved. The only problem is gays enjoy music. They make shitty music, though. And I'm not just talking about, like, musicals and all that fucking shit. No, this is, it's horrible stuff the gays are producing. Here is an example that Joey sent me. Let's take a listen here.
Oh, so, yes. That's a darling shade of lavender. No, I don't want them to look really like capris. Just, well, make them a little tighter. That's it. Slip them up a little bit. Maybe to the knees.
Gotta get me some real tight britches. Gotta get me a date.
This is my new theme song. I want to make this my ringtone and my phone and everything. Gotta get me some real tight britches. You know, it shows the outline of your penis.
Gonna be like those real wild bitches, and I can hardly wait. I'd rather swish than fight.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather swish than fight.
It's all about the swish.
Mm-hmm. When I see a feller, I get kind of mellow. And if I see a guy, well, I just give him the eye. Mm-hmm. Gay.
Watch it, buddy.
Hooray.
Oh, my God.
Gonna get me a real fine drag for the holiday ball. Got the prize right in the bag. Heels so high, I hope I don't fall. I'd rather swish than fight.
Mm-hmm. All right, you get the idea.
Swish than fight.
What is the name of the song? I don't know. Joe just sent this to me.
I just get to musing. If I see a stunner,
I don't have any information.
I'm just gonna wanna. And why not? I mean, after all, I am gay.
Hooray!
Watch it, fella.
Shut up. Hooray!
Oh, shut up. Silly.
Perfect.
Yeah. Enough of this. So there you go. If you want to check out some more faggy music, queermusicheritage.us. I'm sure there are some more great gems in there of the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame variety. Right now, though, it's time to get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a silly bit. It's a swishy bit where I read you a real sex story. This is a real piece of erotic fiction. The goal when the author was writing this was to get you off. Unfortunately, they missed the mark. These stories turned out to be sick, disgusting, bizarre, or just poorly written. Today, let's get in the Wayback Machine. We're going to go to 2008. When I read a story all about eating tits. Yeah, frying up boobs and eating them. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
All right, today's story is entitled Lunch at Eat a Tit. That's right, Eat a Tit. It's going to be a fantastic piece of literature, I can already tell. It was a small establishment and not very busy when they arrived. It was in the middle of the week, most tables were empty, and the few customers already present were hungrily devouring their meals. They were greeted by a busty blonde waitress. Welcome to Eat a Tit! They were given a nice and cozy corner with a table for two. It was quite quiet there, just perfect for a couple like Tibero and Frasier. What would you like to order, sir and madam? The waitress asked them. May I suggest today's special? She inquired. Tibero and Frasier nodded their approval, and she continued. The chef's suggestion for today is grilled tit meat, served with mint and a hint of rosemary. We'll have that, Tibero replied. Very well, sir, the waitress said, and started to unbutton the top of her dress to reveal a pair of ample and well-curved breasts. I mean, the title of the story was Eat a Tit. I don't know what you were expecting. Are these to your liking, or do you wish to have another set? She asked them. Frasier looked at the blonde's tits with wide-open eyes while Tibero squeezed them to check them for firmness. Yeah, they're quite good. They'll do. We'll have these, he said, while tugging at her nipples and pinching her tit, at which she whimpered slightly. Then she excused herself and headed towards the kitchen to place the order. She returned with a small portable grill. She's gonna grill her tits on a George Foreman. Can't wait till it sizzles. Yes, she returned with a small portable grill and placed it on the table Tibero and Frasier were sitting at. Then she lit the fire under the grill with expert efficiency. What type of sauce would you like? She asked them while rubbing her breasts with cooking oil. I'm gonna have the barbecue sauce, replied Frasier. Same here, was Tibero's reply. The waitress then headed back to the kitchen to retrieve the requested sauce while the grill was heating up. Frasier kissed Tibero while the waitress was away, and he kissed her back. When, it's a romantic evening, after all. It's magical. When the waitress returned, they were hugging each other and in a deep embrace, kissing each other wildly. The waitress placed the small containers with barbecue sauce onto the table and waited a short moment until the most passionate kisses had died down before interrupting them. Excuse me, how would you like your tit meat served? Medium rare or well cooked? Frasier said, I'd like mine, medium rare. Tibero replied, I want mine well cooked. The waitress fumbled at her dress and continued to remove the rest of her top part. She then took off her bra and was left completely naked from the waist upward. The small grill had heated up in the meantime and was sizzling hot. The waitress took a step and moved directly in front of the grill. She placed her hands on each side of the grill and then breathed in slowly to prepare herself. She then leaned forward so that her breasts were directly above the grill. She then lowered them down until they were just about to touch the grid of the grill. She could feel the heat, and she looked at Tibero and Frasier before pushing her tits onto the grill. Both smiled back at her with approval. She pressed her breasts down onto the grill so that as much of the base of her breasts were laid onto the grill. The heat and pain was excruciating. The waitress had never imagined that it would hurt that much. She had... Okay, I want to know one thing. Why would you ever take a job at this restaurant? I would think they would have to mention, you know, you're going to be grilling your breasts during the interview process. And furthermore, after you grill your breast once and they, you know, the customers eat it, then what do you do for the company? You're fired. The waitress had watched countless numbers of her colleagues serving their breasts to customers that way, and they all seemed to have enjoyed it. She had always imagined that it would be a very enjoyable experience. Right. You didn't realize that placing your breasts on the grill was going to cause you pain? It was nothing like she had imagined. Feeling her breasts slowly being cooked was extremely painful. No shit. What was worse was that she was doing the cooking herself. There were no restraints to rely on to pull her back. She had to control herself and keep her tits glued to the grill and let them roast. She also had to make sure to take them off when they were cooked fully and not let them burn. It wasn't an easy task, but somehow she managed. I also love how the waitress just continues to smile and is very pleasant towards the customers. I'd be pissed at them, especially while I was grilling my breasts in excruciating pain. Although you gotta smile if you want those tips. Tabarrow and Frazier watch with interest, of course, as her tits cooked. Fat from her tits dripped off into the fire under the grill and evaporated at once, causing it to sizzle. The aroma in the air produced from grilling her tits was absolutely mouth-watering and making Tabarrow and Frazier very hungry. Soon enough, Frazier's ordered tit was ready. The waitress straightened up and pulled her tits off the grill and placed them onto the carving block. Ah! I thought they were just going to let the customers, like, you know, eat her tits right off of her body. Which leads me to this question. If she was going to just cut her boob off anyways to carve it, why didn't you cut your boobs off before placing them on the grill? Doesn't make any sense. She retrieved a sharp carving knife from somewhere underneath the table and cut off her left tit for Frazier. She winced a little bit while she cut through her own breast, but since it was half-cooked anyways, most of her pain nerves were gone. The severed tit was placed onto Frazier's plate, and she wished Frazier a great meal. If you need anything, give me a holler. Some butter, whatever. Then more drinks. Then she went back to the grill and pressed her remaining breast onto it and continued to cook it for Tabarrow. Of course, he wanted the well-done boob. Tabarrow was getting very hungry now that Frazier had her food, but he still had to wait a bit longer for his. He looked around and waved to another waitress who immediately hurried towards his direction. She had huge, bulging breasts and long, smooth brunette hair. "Yes, sir, what can I do for you?" she asked. "I'd like a glass of milk, please." "Certainly, sir." Frazier took Tabarrow's hands and smiled at him. He, in response, took hold of her hand, and they held hands while watching the blonde waitress trying hard to keep her breast pressed onto the grill. She was sweating heavily from the heat, and her face was filled with pain and exhaustion. She was concentrating very hard to try to keep her breasts on the grill and not jump up. Then the brunette waitress returned with an empty glass. Y'all saw this coming, didn't we? She was standing beside Tabarrow and asked him whether he wanted self-service, to which he nodded. She then tugged at her shirt and unbuttoned it. Her huge tits. He needs to find some new words for tits. Because he's used it a gazillion times already. Mammary glands. Melons. Jugs. Come on, switch it up, man. Anyways, her huge tits immediately sprang free and popped out. She had big nipples and dark areolas. Descriptive. Tabarrow grabbed one of her tits and positioned his glass under it. Then he squeezed the tit, and sweet-looking white milk squirted into his glass. The supply of milk from her tit seemed to be endless. He continued to squeeze the tit-produced milk until the glass was full. Tabarrow stopped squeezing the tit and sampled the fresh glass of milk. The milk tasted warm and was delicious. The brunette waitress remained there in case Tabarrow wanted to refill his glass. Meanwhile, Tabarrow's tit had cooked up and was ready to serve. The blonde waitress pulled her well-cooked breast from the hot grill and placed it onto the carving board. She picked up the carving knife again and began to slowly cut through her breast. This time there was no pain at all. She cooked her breast well done and killed all of the attached nerves. Good job. The knife went through her breast like soft butter, and soon she was left titless. And out of a job, probably. She placed her tit onto Tabarrow's plate and wished him a good meal as well. Then she excused herself and left. To cry, no doubt. Another pretty waitress appeared quickly after that and added a creamy mint sauce onto each of their plates and then quickly disappeared as well. Well, it all just sounds delicious. Tabarrow and Frazier started to eat their meal. Their deliciously grilled tit meat tasted good with creamy mint sauce. Frazier cut big chunks of the tit on her plate and dipped it into her barbecue sauce and then hastily devoured it. Tabarrow cut the tit on his plate into smaller pieces and placed each individual piece into his mouth. Now, you really have to stop and wonder about the person who wrote this story. This is his fantasy. If this guy ever gets a girlfriend, oh, there are going to be some awkward conversations. All right, he also topped off his glass of milk. He grabbed the other tit of the brunette and squeezed it so an abundance of milk squirted from her tit. Frazier was also thirsty and asked for some golden lemonade. Okay. Yes, the brunette, once she had provided Tibero with his milk, bent down and took off her panties to reveal a smooth-shaven pussy. She then retrieved another glass from a shelf close to where Tibero and Fraser were sitting. She spread her legs and placed the glass straight beneath the opening of her pussy. A stream of golden piss flowed out of her pussy into the glass. Fraser licked her lips while her glass was filling with golden lemonade. When it was full, the brunette handed her the glass, and Fraser immediately drank from it. She quickly emptied the whole drinking glass of all the golden piss in it. Fraser, like many of the Onyxian women, loved the taste of refreshing piss. The brunette, it's spelled O-N-I-X-I-A-N. I don't know. The brunette then quickly refilled the glass for Fraser. She rubbed her pussy furiously for a few seconds and then started to piss into the glass until it was full again. The end. What the hell was the story about? I have a feeling this Onyxian is going to give us a clue. Let me do a quick search here. I have to know. Onyxian. Onyxian apparently is a World of Warcraft person or group of people. I think I just read some sort of weird World of Warcraft fan fiction.
Yeah, that's your Sextastic Tuesday for October 9th, 2012. The story is just as bizarre and stupid as it was, what, 4 years ago? AdamandEve.com is the sponsor of Sextastic Tuesday. They've been an amazing partner. For a limited time, you can get 50% off, half off just about any item. They've got over 20,000 adult entertainment products. They couldn't make it easier for you. Pick out something you like, add it to your cart. When you check out, use coupon code FREAK. There's a little box, little promo code box. You can use coupon code FREAK. If for some reason it doesn't work, maybe you've already used that coupon code, try coupon code DV. Two little letters. It'll save you 50% on just about any item. Plus, they're going to throw in three free adult DVDs that you get to choose. They're going to throw in a mystery gift. And also, you're going to get all of that with free shipping. So no hidden charges. Go there right now. I just happened to click on something that I thought I might be interested in. The gyrating rockin' enhancer. I didn't know this, but according to the description, every guy needs an amazing cock ring. I don't have an amazing cock ring. This is what's been missing from my life. You know what I'm using for cock rings? You know those little rubber bands that girls use for braces? They have to put it in their mouth when they get braces? That's what I'm using around my penis. I know they're tiny. It's snug. Don't worry. Cut off the circulation of my penis. Guess that's kind of the point, though, right? All right, every guy needs this amazing cock ring. Your gyrating rockin' enhancer 4. Oh, this is an upgrade. Delivers 10 heart-stopping functions. I don't want this thing to kill me, for Christ's sakes. 4 heart-stopping functions of vibration, pulsation, and escalation to her clit, your cock, or her ass during intercourse. All right. Or disconnect the controller and keep the ring on for harder erections. Or let the silicone ring vibrate near the head of your penis for out-of-this-world solo fun. There's so many ways to enjoy this product. It uses 2 AA batteries. They're sold separately, but who the fuck doesn't have some AA batteries lying around? It's a great multi-purpose sex toy for those craving something different. It's $30. Use coupon code FREAK. You're only going to spend $15 on this thing. It's like the price of toilet paper or a DVD or something. Go there right now, adamandeve.com, coupon code FREAK, or DV at checkout. Plus, you're going to get all sorts of freebies like mystery gifts and DVDs. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. This show only continues because of you. Sideshow members, sign up right now, support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended programs like the one I have for you today. Thursday we'll be doing an exclusive. This past weekend I did a weekend show for Sideshow members. Have some videos on the way and some other exclusive content. I don't know if did I tell you guys this, that I last time I went to my mother's house, I found a couple pieces of
schoolwork that I did, like an English class, like stories and stuff. Oh, I thought I was quite the literary genius, so I thought I would share some of those stories with you, read them to you. So I'm going to make those Sideshow exclusive podcasts as well. So be on the lookout for all of that. If you'd like to hear it and you'd like to support the program, first of all, thank you so much. I'll send you some bumper stickers if you sign up for a monthly. Just, you know, give me your address. Likewise, if you sign up for a yearly, I will send out a poster for you as well. All right, so there you go. Three quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, every once in a while on the program, I'll read a story about a funeral director or someone at a crematorium who mistreats the dead body in one way, shape, or form. And I have to say, is it really that big of a deal? They're dead. Nothing of that person is left aside from the shell that contained their brain and thoughts and feelings and everything. The person you knew and loved or whatever no longer exists. So, and you know, if you're bringing this person to the crematorium, you're okay with them burning them and turning them into ashes, frying them up. So if they have to cut off a limb with a chainsaw because the goddamn person's too fat to fit in the oven, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Ellenberg Funeral Services on Highway 81 in Loganville. I'm sure you all know exactly where that's at. The bustling metropolis of Loganville. The vacation hotspot, Loganville. It's in Georgia, for those of you living under a rock. Yes, Ellenberg Funeral Services closed down almost as quickly as it opened. It's now being reported that the owner, William B. Ellinger II, lost his license following a series of bizarre incidents. I'm interested. According to CBS Atlanta, Ellenberg, who also is the owner of Metro Embalming and Crematory, had his license suspended after it was reported that he dismembered an 800-pound body in order to fit it into the crematory. How else would you take care of that problem? So now the fucking crematory has to order, bigger ovens to accommodate the fat asses in Loganberg or Loganville or whatever? 800 pounds still, believe it or not, is not the norm for the average American. So it's kind of silly to have to purchase a special oven just for this one person. All right, yes, he dismembered an 800-pound body in order to fit it into the crematory. Police investigated and reported it's not a crime to do so. Of course not! What's the problem here? Permission needs to be sought from the family first, though. That's got to be an awkward conversation. Yeah, this is Denise over at Ellenberg Funeral Services. Can I talk to Jay Smith, please? Hi, Jay. This is Denise. You know how you gave us your 800-pound wife to fry up in the oven here? Funny story. She won't fit. Couple things we can do here. First of all, option A, bonfire. Get all the loved ones surrounding her. We'll set the bitch on fire. We can cook some s'mores on her body. It'll be a great time. It's a great way to honor the dead. Secondly, option number two, we've got a chainsaw. We can take off some of her limbs. I think if it's just, if we can maybe fit just her stomach area in the crematory or whatever. So let's go ahead. We'll take off her arms at the shoulders, her legs at the thighs, and then we'll just throw the stumps, you know, in the oven as well. Now, if you want, I can give you the head. We can mount it on something for you. Might look good above the fireplace, the mantle or something. All right, so there you go. Yeah, 800-pound woman wouldn't fit in the oven. Permission needs to be sought, though, if you know anyone's going to be dismembering a dead body. It's reported that Ellenberg did not do so. Ellenberg appeared on a large billboard on Highway 78 in Loganville earlier this year, advertising the opening of Ellenberg Funeral Services. However, it wasn't long before it was found to no longer be in operation. Sheriff deputies responded to a suicide attempt by Ellenberg on August 15th. Apparently, business wasn't going so well when he allegedly shot himself in the leg. You have access to a ginormous human cooker. Just throw yourself in there. He also is reported to have threatened the life of a former business partner. Ellenberg's license was suspended on September 20th, but he can appeal the ruling. Ellenberg said that his troubles are the result of a woman scorned. the former business partner with whom he reportedly had a relationship with at one time. So there you go. Lots of drama in the funeral services business. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from North Carolina. A Charlotte Mecklenburg school teacher told police that a student put something in her coffee during class. It's got to be Ex-Lax, right? Something to make her shit. Which police say turned out to be a butt-enhancing drug. Nope, wasn't even close. According to a Charlotte Mecklenburg police report, the incident was reported Monday by 61-year-old Ellen Vick. See, when I originally, heard this, I thought, well, maybe the teacher was hot, and the student just wanted to make the teacher's ass bigger, more juicy or something, more fuckable. No. The student's trying to enhance a 61-year-old's ass. She is listed on the school's website as a technical education teacher. A spokeswoman says the student has been disciplined according to district code of conduct. No word yet on any charges from police. According to the report, investigators looking into the case found a container of Glute Boost, which had one full capsule and three empty capsules. She believes the substance was put into her coffee on Friday morning at around 10 a.m. by someone who was in the classroom. A web search of Glute Boost brings up the website where it's sold. The pills are billed as an all-natural butt enhancement supplement. So there you go. If you see an elderly woman strutting around school with J-Lo's ass, you know who and what is responsible for that. Final story we have for you today. Any of you freaks rugby fans? Probably not, unless you're, European or from the UK or something. Star rugby player Paul Wood ruptured a testicle during Saturday's Super League Grand Final and played on. Oh, no. That's commitment right there. The Warrington prop... I don't know what those words mean. The Warrington prop forward caught a knee to the groin during the second half of his team's 26-18 defeat with Leeds. The blow ruptured a testicle, but rather than coming off for treatment, the father of two stayed on the pitch. You always talk about those guys who are into CBT, cock and ball torture, and want their balls popped. And I always thought, once you crush a ball and rupture it, that's it for your testicle. You're done. You don't have your testicle anymore. But maybe it can heal itself. I need to talk to a doctor about that. All right, the long-serving Wood, who celebrated his 31st birthday on Wednesday, made no mention of the injury during post-match interviews, but he underwent surgery in the hospital overnight and had to have the testicle removed. Oh, I guess you can't have it. I guess it doesn't fix itself. He was in good spirits today, though, tweeting, "Ruptured my right testicle." That's a tweet right there. "Ruptured my right testicle. Got a knee 1 minute into the second half. Had to have it removed." This afternoon, he added, "Just coming out of the hospital to go home, seriously feel like I've left something." Yes, Wood's heroism matches that shown by St. Helens forward Chris Flannery, an Australian forward who played for almost a full match with a torn testicle himself for Sydney Roosters in 2004. These rugby players are real men. They are not pussies like me. If I get a hangnail, I don't record the show for that day. Oh, I'm sick. I just blame it on my AIDS-y immune system. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is your time to shine. You can speak to me however you want to. Probably going to call me a faggot.
Hey, faggot.
Yeah,
we got our T-shirts. They're pretty awesome.
Thank
but you forgot our poster. It's an $80 order, so... We emailed you.
Well, listen, the posters come separately because I thought they come in like a roll. So it may be like a day later or something.
Oh, yeah. We're getting married next month in October to Hawaii. So.
Oh, so the two people who call me faggot are, in fact, in love and getting married.
So feel free to send us some wedding gifts. Bye, faggot.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you.
Yo, Timmy Boo, the fucking genius Henson. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say... Love your podcast.
Thank you.
Been listening to it for a while now. Had a couple things I wanted to run by you.
Okay.
For example, number one, Linda Finkel nomination or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You should check out on YouTube a song called Smack Her With Your Keys. I thought that was pretty good.
Okay, I will look into that.
Something on YouTube you might want to check out is Cooking Classy with Liz Natty. Something kind of weird. crazy, whatever.
Well, email me these links.
I don't know. Thought you'd get a kick out of it. Should check it out.
Yeah, I will definitely do that.
Also, got an idea for maybe something fun. Maybe you could give something away. Do whatever you want to do with it. Have listeners read their own Sextastic Tuesday that they find on the web and think might be funny.
Yeah, listeners submit. Well, we have done things where listeners have written stories, and I've read those. And, of course, Corey has created masterpieces, and people send me links to stories. But I see what you're saying. Possibly that might be a good idea.
And then instead of you always reading every story, you could have a listener edition to have the listeners read the story.
And then I can comment on what they're saying.
Anyway, I'm sure you figure it out. You probably talk over this anyway. Doesn't matter. Holla back.
All right. I'm holla. I'm hollaing.
I hope you play this voicemail in time and it's not too late. Make sure you vote for McCain, not Obama.
Oh.
He's a nigger. Go McCain.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So
that guy's getting political.
I thought you might appreciate this, Timmy. My girlfriend works at a respite home for the unsavories who
need
to get away from their home for a day or
some respite.
A weekend. And, these people are fucking animals. Calling them people is being generous.
they're like, closer to animals.
she yelled at me when I said this shit, but... Like, she specifically has to be careful, like, after when the unsavory takes a shower. They need to make sure that the shower itself is toweled out so that the unsavory can come back in and try and lap up the the shower water off the bottom
really?
Of the shower.
They are like animals, like dogs.
Like,
dogs drink out of the toilet, and you know, if you take a bath... And your dog gets, you know, he will lick that dirty water.
They get thirsty.
The bathtub.
One of them, girl's entirely nonverbal. she loves her Ensure milkshake, though. Fucking Ensure. Heather cut
her. How do you find out that they really enjoy Ensure milkshake? She doesn't speak. Has very little, you know, she can't really communicate. But somehow they figured out what she likes. And the thing that she likes, of all the things in the world... Ensure milkshakes.
They're off after like 10 insurers over 2 hours.
Yeah.
That night, the unsavory expressed its displeasure by popping her in the face with can of Ensure at like point blank range in the middle of the night.
She can't speak.
Awesome.
Oh, sounds like a miserable existence.
Hey, Timmy, Awkwafina Henson?
Yes.
I was talking to all of DV at that time, not just you. You aren't that special. Anyways.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see. I'm babysitting some 2 children. That's right. Freaks can actually take care of themselves, and I have a very good reputation in town.
Sure.
I just want someone to say hi. You know.
Says you.
Hi!
Say hi, Timmy Boo.
What's that voice?
Hi, Timmy Boo.
Oh, isn't that adorable? Shut up, you whore! You're gonna. In a few years, you're gonna be sucking dick. You're not gonna be able to speak.
I love the pedal there.
Little girl. She loves the pedal bear. All right, you're going to get raped. All right, a couple more here.
Hello, faggot. We love you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You just wanted to call me a faghead.
Hi, this is a message for Tim Henson. I'm calling representing the...
I'm so amazed at the variations in caller volume. Some people are just super quiet, and then this guy is like...
Broadcasting and talent agency
of
Jew and Jewenstein.
Mm-hmm.
And we're highly interested in your television project idea, where you, quote, find these internet freak shows and get to the bottom of what the fuck is wrong with them.
It's investigative journalism of sorts.
We are really excited about this project and can't wait to start working with you.
Mm.
So if you could get in contact with us as soon
as possible. What's that name again? Your Jew, Jewenstein?
Possible. We'd like to draft up a contract for the first
racist.
Season and see where it goes.
The name I came up with, right? Jewy Jewenstein.
From there.
All right.
I think this is a great opportunity for you.
Yeah.
We look forward to hearing from you right away.
All right, thank you very much. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, he's an old guy.
You are a faggot.
Brother Distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss as I pass. How pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss as I pass. How pleasant it's been, Mr. Mike.
All right, here.